Tanny, of course, a longtime reporter with the Rocky Mountain Outlook. And what's the big story you've been working on this week?
Continuation on Elevation Place.
Mm.
Now, the core classes are the ones offered as part of membership. And with the concern of the private fitness sector, administration's working on a memorandum of understanding. That includes limiting the number of core classes that in the fitness area compete with the private sector. And I think one of the most contentious ones is the spin class.
Mm.
And what's being proposed is that there only be 3 classes a week in any discipline, and a maximum of 15 core classes, which is down from 18. So members have definitely had some concerns. There's been a few meetings, and there's been even further changes to the memorandum of understanding. I think what's important is that we can expect this to come back in front of council. This isn't a simple issue. On the one hand, you have public dollars funding Elevation Place that has been competing with private sector. On the other hand, you have members of Elevation Place who pay money to have access to programs and services. So how do you balance those two needs? And I think administration's working hard at that. I spoke with a couple people who've been at the meetings. Definitely some concern that the private industry is pressuring the municipality to take away from members. It's felt as a loss. One way it was phrased to me is they're trying to take away my wellness.
Mm.
What I'm hearing is that just because Elevation Place is there doesn't mean it took away a membership from a local private fitness area.
Right.
Elevation Place has increased our fitness. It's increased the number of people who are accessing this type of activity, which is really great. You got families going there. You got people who couldn't afford private gym memberships before who are now able to get a membership at Elevation Place and take advantage of a wide variety of things. So it's not as simple as I bought a service from a facility and I want what I want because this is a municipality that owns and runs it. Our recreation is now political. Hooray!
Good discussion on the letters to the editor page in the Outlook too. You know, there is one person who wrote in echoing some of what you just said. You know, we're a family. We've got memberships here. We love taking these classes. We weren't members of any gyms necessarily before. Child minding's great. You know, there's stuff for kids to do is fantastic as well. Don't take this away from us. But then you've also got a letter from Jeff Ma, the Yoga Lounge, which I thought was framed really well. And it really sounds like the fitness community, while there might have been some animosity at first, that you know, they've come to a point with the town and Elevation Place where they really want to work together and have complementing businesses.
We're in a situation where everyone wants everyone to succeed. It's just a matter of finding the right way to do that. And right now, this might mean 3 less classes. But in the future, it could mean more creative things. And administration really thinking out of the box here. For example, the booking software for rec programs is expiring, which is a whole nother issue. But that means they have to buy a whole new software. What if what they bought was a Bow Valley recreation health and wellness hub where every single class offered by every private sector and public sector from the rec center and skate times to Elevation Place, aquatics, everything, the full gamut was on there. You could just go to that one website to find something to do. Maybe membership gets you more in other places, maybe not. Or you're a visitor to town, you show up at Elevation Place and you're like, I want to do something healthy. And they pull up for you a schedule of every class being offered throughout the community. This is something that we're looking at.
You know, that sounds actually like it makes a lot of sense and, you know, it'd be efficient. So obviously it's a terrible idea.